with Carol, and we visited Captain Glenn and Ruth Christian, who lived in Berlin, and he was in charge of a good part of the railroad system. And he took to, he even showed us Hitler's train, his private train. And he got a driver for me in a Mercedes car, and he said to the driver, take her wherever she wants. He was a young man who was bilingual, and he did my translating, and that's when I visited Schmidt-Rottluff and Peckstein and Karl Hofer.
Without Hannah.
Without Hannah, and I took photographs when I could, and
that says here, visited Karl Hofer in 47, where I took this photo of him. Extremely bright lights, and Baumeister made that joke.
Yeah. And Peckstein didn't live much longer. I also, then later, 48, I went to Berlin with Hannah. We drove. This time we left Carol in Altena, Westfalen, with Tante Ida Hammerschmidt, Freifrau. And she took care of Carol while we went on to Berlin, because she was enjoyed being with her, a little girl who was a relative, very distant. And that's the time Hannah and I went across the border to East Berlin and went to the big Krankenhaus there to call on the sculptor Kolbe, who was a very famous sculptor at that time. And I left a package of dates for him, which was delivered as a token of... No, she wouldn't. I left him a package of dates.
Never saw
at the hospital, and he died after that.
Well, Colby was who again?
Sculptor.
Oh.
Okay. K-O-L-B-E. About him.
Yeah, I think he did. Ginny Fontaine through the Woodstock. You're trying to get a date, and I'm not sure I ever got a date out of you.
Oh, dear.
Did he visit you often? He was a friend of Hannah's.
Yeah,
he was a refugee.
He'd come from the East Zone.
Friend of Hannah, refugee from the East, Eastern Germany. He was an artist in many ways besides being a painter. Last I heard, he'd gone down to Munich and he'd come up to...
When he'd returned to Hannah's for a visit, I saw him in Holzheim and I asked him what he was doing.
And he said he was a
stage designer
with
the theater in Munich.
But you never got to... Did he visit your house at all? Or?
Oh, probably. Hannah took everybody to our house.
Well, you must have had a big birthday or something that he was at. Did you have a birthday party?
Probably. Either in my house or at Hannah's.
That
must have been in the 50s. 54, 56.
Okay. Who has a home where?
Eric Anderstorff.
Has a home?
Or else Madeira, one of the islands, Canary Islands, where a lot of Germans have little houses.
Okay.
Sorry,
Christ Crucified Between the Two Thieves, how you got that?
Oh, that was funny. Down at the end of our street, Salzwiesenstrasse, was the city junkyard, where you'd go and pick up old things that you would want for the house. I got a coffee grinder there once. And there was a framed, against the wall, glass picture, and there was an etching, a Rembrandt etching. And I asked the guy, what would that cost? And he said, well, about 50 cents, I suppose, mostly for the glass and the frame. So I bought it and brought it home, and I was just tickled to death. I thought, gee, I found a Rembrandt etching. And Mrs. Hicks, remember her? Janet Hicks?
Mm-hmm.
She came over to the house. She said, Ginny, you look to me like the cat that ate the mouse, or like you just found a Rembrandt etching. And I said, as a matter of fact, I did. Come look at it. And I didn't know whether it was real or what. It's very hard to tell at first until you take it all apart and whatnot.
No, but even Smith has a lot of these Reichsdruckerei prints. They use them for studying. That is what they call the Reichsdruckerei reprinted the plates.
Uh-huh.
And they have a stamp on the back saying this is facsimile Reichsdruckerei.
Uh-huh. Government printing.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Facsimile Reproduktion der Reichsdruckerei Berlin.
Uh-huh.
So you purchased it from junk dealer in Darmstadt. What year was that?
Well, it'd be in 60,
64. You think that's when you knew Janet Hicks?
Yeah, because we'd moved that year, mm-hmm. and I was looking for things for the house. Mm-hmm. And I got a church pew, which we lugged home, thinking it'd be just great to go along the side of the dining room table, mm-hmm. but it was too long. It overstretched the door.
Oh.
And we didn't know how to cut it down, so we took the pew back. But it would have been nice to have a pew bench along there.
Now, the other one, the blindness of Tobit, you can't... There's nothing more about that here.
Uh-uh.
For all I know, it could be real.
Well, this came from the Kunstkabinett, and I think it was given to them to sell by the Städel Museum. I'm not sure.
But you're almost sure.
But not by the museum itself, but by a print man in the museum. So it probably has an unclear source.
Mm-hmm. But you're sure it's from the Frankfurter Kunstkabinett?
I think so, yeah.
Any dates?
We bought those when the Friedmans were still there. In fact, they bought some too. We bought them together. And when did the Friedmans leave? Carl, when did the Friedmans...
51?
50-51.
You bought 4 Rembrandts at that time?
4. And the other 3 were sent to Hamburg for auction.
Huh. So they could all be good.
At a later time.
Do you know what date you sent to Hamburg?
Let's put it this way.
What's the, is it the Ketterer auction in Hamburg, or what's
no.
the auction in Hamburg?
Haus Fidel.
68, 69 cent.
Sent to the Haus Fidel, Hamburg.
Okay.
Haus auction.
Number 89.
That was
Christian Rolfs.
Christian Rolfs, that was given to me by Frau Rolfs. That and several other small... woodcuts like that.
Any idea when?
It could have been when she came to visit us, because she was a visitor in our home once or twice and stayed over with us.
She came to your house and photographed a lot of the Rolfs when she was doing a catalog, and that was in 51.
Oh.
Do you think that was when she had already given it to you?
I think that she had already given it to Winnie then, yeah.
Do you have any idea?
Well, that would have been... 53. Wait a minute. When did I go to Copenhagen?
Why was she in Copenhagen?
Oh, wait a minute. Well, Hannah and I, when we went up north, we visited her. She might have been on one of our trips to Berlin. Good gravy.
Tante Ida and Hannah, you went to Hagen?
Sure. That must have been it, in 47. The fall.
Possibly Hagen. Fall
1947. Because Hagen was near Altena, it's near Heinz Rasch in Wuppertal, Hagen. I looked up a relative in Hagen also. His name was Paul Hammerschmidt. Yes. That time I wasn't with Hannah though. Did I know? Must have been 48.
Well, you said 47 was on your own.
Yeah, but when I went with Frau Christian Rolfs, I was with Hannah.
So you think it was 48?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a Schlatter.
Yeah.
Adelheid Schlatter.
Yeah, what does it say?
It says, Virginie and Paul remember the holidays in Elma from Dorothy and Eberhard, 1964.
Yeah,
so, gift from artists.
To our surprise, we found that we were both having our ski holiday in the same village of Elmo.
Uh-huh.
And he was making sketches and we were busy skiing. And he gave us this as a memento,
uh-huh.
which was very nice.
And then there's another one, number 42. Also a picture of Elmo.
Why don't you have these together?
Because they're not the same size.
No, this is an etching.
Yeah.
Yes, this was done later.
Well, 65.
Yeah, because from his sketches that he made at El Mao, see, the other is a watercolor, well, black and white. Yeah, it's a wash.
Uh-huh.
Black and white watercolor. And this is a etching that he made.
Well, he was part of the Dame de la Secession,
too. Oh, yes, very prominent.
And, but how did you first meet him?
Oh, my. The Schlatters?
I think it's wonderful.
How did we first meet the Schlatters, Paul?
How did you first meet the Schlatters? Eberhard.
We met through Hannah's gallery, because they used to come, and they always wanted to exhibit. And Hannah never came much. She didn't like the Schlatters.
You mean we met them when we lived in Frankfurt?
Yeah, then when we went to Darmstadt, they all knew who we were. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We met them in Frankfurt.
Well, they all wanted to be in Hannah's gallery. I was the only gallery around.
Well,
that,
I see, yes.
The only one that succeeded with that stuff that she liked. She used to do things not on their work, but on whether she liked the person or not.
Yeah, which sculptor did she like? Lowe's?
Gotthelf.
Yeah.
Did she like Gotthelf Schlatter?
She didn't like the Schlatters.
She didn't care for the Schlatters. They were too intelligent for one thing.
They were terrific artists, but she didn't like them.
They were very, very strong individuals.
They were
independent.
Yeah, Ebert's got a couple books out.
They were independently wealthy, shall we say. So they.
Yeah, they were wealthy,
they
too.
Didn't,
their father was a sculptor.
They were from a prominent family, and so, you know, Hannah couldn't lord it over them at all, so she...
And he published his own book, several books, filled with poems of his trip to Spain, his romance.
That was Eberhard.
Uh-huh.
Sure, they have a house in Altea. I've been invited many times to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the directions of how to turn left and right and where.
Did you have any parties together?
Oh, sure. We went to their home often. They'd come to ours. And his etchings, he was a great etcher, but he had some...
1853, he won the Strayer Prize.
Sure. He was very good.
56 or 60, he was in
Spain. He did pornographic etchings and drawings, which he would never... He only showed to Paul. He wouldn't show to me.
His book is... It's published, Mommy.
No,
anytime you want to see it.
Well, at that time, it
all
wasn't done to show the wives.
Oh, I guess. In 49, there was a gallery called Galerie Dörfel and Diestwegschule in Darmstadt. Did you ever hear?
Dörfel?
Yeah. Did we hear that?
Dörfel? No, I don't recall.
Then there was...
Where? What street?
I don't know.
What
Dörfel and Diestwegschule.
Dörfel and Diestwegschule.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know what that means. That's that a surreal meaning?
Yeah, he exhibited in the Ibero-Americanisches Institut in Frankfurt am Main in 59. He exhibited in Matildenhöhe, of course.
The America House?
Ibero-Americanische Institute. That's Spain.
Spanish-American
Institute.
Australia.
Did you ever hear of that?
Many
was she?
Mm-hmm.
His model?
Well, she modeled for him.
Mm-hmm.
Not
yep.
A paid model. She modeled for him. And many often. I'm sure he had other models as well.
Since 71, he's been living in Altea.
That's it, Altea. I guess he just retired down there. He had a beautiful home in Darmstadt. And I visited his brother, Gotthelf, 79.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yes. I had a lovely evening with him.
Oh.
He has a beautiful home and an indoor swimming pool, a big studio. He had a nice little oven brooch with wine. And in his studio, he has beautiful work there. And he said that some American dealers have come there. They want to buy everything in the studio.
Really?
He said he won't give him a thing. Because then it's all gone. Then he has nothing. Artists like to keep things to work from and enlarge on, variations on theme and stuff like that. He just...
Now, did you know Max Peter Maas?
Oh, yes, very well.
What was he like?
He was an art critic, an art historian.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, we saw him quite often. I spoke to his wife on the phone. I think, gosh, I spoke to his wife. Was it because he died? But she wasn't very well, so I spoke to her on the phone. Probably, I think he had died or something. He gave us a book that he'd written on art. Do we have it here, or did I give it to you?
I don't have it.
Well, then you find it and take it.
Well, here he wrote a book on Eberhard Schlatter. a monograph. He wrote After the Search for Truth and Reality, Auf der Suche nach der Wahrheit der Realität in der Waage.
That must be the book I have here.
That was published in 73. You weren't, unless he sent it to you. Oh, then the Apokalyptische in der modernen Kunst.
That's it.
That's the one?
Was that 69?
65.
I think that must be it, the one I have.
Was a critic for Daddy's work, too?
Oh, sure. He loved Daddy's work. In fact, at some of Daddy's exhibitions, or one or two, he gave the Vortrage, the introductory speech. Moss did one once, and so did, Frank did one. Zimmer Gallery Frank, Mr. Frank, did one for a show, and Mr. Brattu, what was Brattu's first name? I saw him, too, in 79 at an art show.
Now, did you ever know Will Grohman?
Yes. Yes, he was the director of the Dresden Museum. Mm-hmm. And with great difficulty, he got out of Dresden with his library from East to West Berlin. It was a fluke. They just didn't realize who was going through. He was lucky. He was he was happy when he got into West Berlin. But of course, then it was a matter of survival there. And
he's one of the most prolific art writers I know.
Yeah, people have to write to live. And he was one of the great friends of Paul Klee, and promoted him extensively, and helped Klee compile the record of all his work.
Mm-hmm.
Three copies were made, identical, of 6,000 items. One belonged to Will Grohman, one to Jörg Spiller, which was given to him by Mrs. Klee, the widow, and one to Rolf Berge, the head of the Klee Gesellschaft in Bern. Will Grohman, when he came to Frankfurt, came to our home, and I was not in, but the maid had instructions whom she could let in, and people had to do with art, it was all right. So he came to our home to see our collection on our walls, and he saw the two Paul Klees in our bedroom, and he wrote me later, I never met him on that visit, that they were false.
Oh no.
And please, what's the story of where I got them? Because he said there are other false Klees being made, and we wanted to catch the guy who's doing this. And because he said, there's no record of what you have in the book, and I have the definitive book listing his work. Is this going on here?
Yeah.
And so I told him that I had bought them from a dealer in Frankfurt at a certain time. And I went to the dealer, and he said that he got them from a man named Kunz, from Berlin. Berlin Dieter. And I said, well, Mr. Grohman said that they are false. I'd like the reimbursement. And he said, well, that's justifiable, but first I need proof. I have to have proof from Will Grohman and from the other two owners of the playbooks that these two prints are not in their books.
Mm-hmm.
So Grohman gladly wrote a letter stating they were not listed in any way, shape, or form. And I went to Zurich to find Jörg Spiller, he was in Basel. I found him. That's how I met him.
Mm-hmm.
He was an artist. And he showed me his book. He said, it's not in here, is it? We'll look together. And he wrote a statement for me. And then I went to Kikio in Zurich, and she arranged for me to meet the Burgis.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the Burgis' home in Thun, outside of Bern. It's a beautiful estate, beautiful home, and I saw so many gorgeous plays on the walls in that house, all over the place, because they had, Verghese mother and parents had formed the Play Society to support play, give them an income, and there was an arrangement that the members of the society would get a picture. I don't know how often or how many. Mm-hmm. And he also wrote a confirmation that my plays were false for me. And he felt so sorry for me. They brought me into a room which had stands full of beautifully matted clay drawings, ink drawings, pencil drawings, what have you. And he said, take your pick.
Oh, God. So that's how you got the Zauberfresse?
Mm-hmm. He took out a couple. He said, which one of these three do you want? And I took the Zauberfresse.
Oh, God.
And I said, I hate to ask.
What about
this,
the head, the clay head?
That I got somewhere else, I think. The clay head, I think, I got in Frankfurt. And I said, I hate to ask you this, but do you mind signing on the back? It's authenticated. So he said, wrote on the back, for Frau Fontaine von Rolf Burgi Bern, and then he put the date on it.
Remember what date that was?
About 1950, I don't really know.
So this whole, when Broman came to your house...
No, wait a minute, about 1948, maybe.
Yeah, because that was in Frankfurt.
It's the time of the Währungs reform, that's the change of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I came back to the gallery, and I presented it to this gentleman, the three letters, and I said, so he said, well, I'll contact the dealer, and the dealer had come through from Berlin, and he'd been told that he had the reimbursement. So the dealer had gone down to Munich or something, and he'd come back to Frankfurt and left the money for me. I did not see him. I don't recall meeting him. And I was returned a certain sum of D-marks. And so I felt fine. And I had returned the clay drawings, so watercolors. And this dealer from Berlin took them with him to Berlin. I heard later that when the plane landed in Berlin, before he got off the plane, he shot himself.
Oh, no.
Now, I told this story to a fellow named Roditi, who is a famous art critic, writer, translator, not famous, but very well known for knowing everything about everything that's going on. And he said, I know exactly what happened to those watercolors, those clay watercolors. He said, they were sent to London, and they were bought by some Hollywood movie producers for a fortune.
She's floating around.
So they're probably in Hollywood. God knows where they are, but they don't have, they're fakes. And
probably in the LA Museum.
They wouldn't be in the LA Museum because Kurt Ballantyne was the director at that time, and he would have known.
Jesus Christ.
Dr. Valentiner was the director of the L.A. Museum. He came to our home also, and he bought a big painting from Paul in Frankfurt, which we sent to him.
Now, who else is here? So there's Pierre Maas. Who was that critic that was going to write a book of Daddy?
That was Egon Vieta. He died.
Yeah?
Before he could do it.
When was that?
In the 50s somewhere.
It wasn't very late then. Huh?
Let's see.
Ever heard of someone named Ewald Rathe?
Who?
R-A-T-H-K-E. Ewald Rathe.
Ewald Rathe?
No. Yeah, Rathe.
What's the story about him?
Well, he wrote a book. I'm just asking you about different authors here.
I don't recall.
How about Heinz Schoeffler?
Schoeffler? I might have met him. I don't know.
Okay. So how about Rolf Becks? No. They told me about Julian Rowe. And G.R. Hook?
Hook?
No, doesn't ring a bell. Hey.
Yes.
Sabez? How do you know H.W. Sabez?
Well, he's a good friend of ours.
Yeah.
He came to our home when he was a minister, culture minister of Darmstadt, because he wanted to make an exhibition in the Kunsthalle of modern art from private collections. At that time, I gave him my Hofer, Jablonski, and a lot of good paintings. Tartu, of course, didn't consider himself German anymore. He'd become French. But I loaned quite a few nice things for the show. And that's the first time I met him. And we knew him off and on from then on. And
do you know what date that was? When that was? It was in Darmstadt? Or was it in Frankfurt?
Darmstadt.
Uh-huh.
And we moved there in 53, so it must have been 54, 55.
Why, are you still in Ludwigshöhe?
Yes, we're in Ludwigshöhe. And we saw him often in the Kunstkeller, and he, of course, was in all the art shows. He was always present, giving speeches. And later, he became the mayor of the city.
Oh.
And when we left in 1970, he sent over a big basket to our home full of local wine, 10 bottles.
So that was the famous wine.
That's the famous wine from Darmstadt, which
was
brought
to Mexico.
Do you know
the copper plaque of Darmstadt?
That was from the tennis club that gave, they gave that to Paul. Mm. And the American, German-American Society gave us an etching, colored etching of the Matildenherren.
Oh, yeah.
Farewell gift to us.
Miss
Otherwise
Patriots.
I would never have had it.
The Miss Patriots. That's what you became. How about K.F. Ertel? Do you know him?
K.F. Ertel?
Mm-hmm. No, okay.
It sounds familiar, but I don't remember
Reinhold?
His name, but other people knew him, and he spoke well of us to other people, and so, I don't know.
Okay, so you got all these schlotters. If you didn't get them right then in Elmau, then you got them...
Well, afterwards.
In Darmstadt, then.
Yeah, that was a Christmas present, I'm sure.
A couple of them were. Some of them say Elmau, so you were giving them an Elmau, and others don't say anything.
Well, it was made in Elmau.
A remembrance of holidays in Elmau, so that must have been given to you in Darmstadt, then.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what were you saying about Gotthelf Schlatter? If you look at number 28.
That's a big sculpture that's in Darmstadt somewhere.
Yeah?
Big civic plaza somewhere, I think. A beautiful bronze. Iron rather, anyway.
Uh-huh. Do you have any idea when you got that?
Uh-huh.
It says 259, but that could be addition 2 out of 59, or it could be February 1959. But it's probably you knew him in Darmstadt, so... But you moved in Darmstadt in 53. Did you know him up in...
Well, we knew him all the artists knew each other, because we all met in the Kunstkeller all the time.
Uh-huh.
And if we liked each other, we'd visit in each other's homes.
But the circumstances
and
for that...
We liked them because they spoke English.
Oh. Do you think you purchased that from him, or do you think it was a gift?
Well, that was a gift. It must have been an exchange of Christmas thing. Gotcha. It's funny, this...
Werner Schreip.
Werner Schreip? How do you spell it? S-H-R...
S-C-H-R-E-I-B.
Schreip. Werner Schreip.
That was done in 1960. And it says here...
Do you remember Werner Schreip, Paul? He's a nice little guy, very prolific. And he went up to Berlin, remember? And he came back so successful driving a Porsche. And he did his work, he was so original and so busy and so productive. Banner Shrek. Yeah, he's the one who got killed in a car accident with his Porsche. This is it, right here.
He's lived in Wiesbaden in the 50s.
Here, isn't
that his name? Schreit?
Isn't that his work?
Yeah, he was terrible.
That was him.
He was a good painter.
Yeah.
Very talented guy.
Is this his too? In,
no.
No.
We only have one piece by him.
He gave that to us.
Yeah.
He came to visit us and gave it to us.
We gave him something and he gave us that. He was
he liked trading.
He was a terrific guy. It was really a sad thing.
Oh, yeah. He had everything going for him.
He was a fantastic painter. Very imaginative.
Very talented.
Isn't his name in that book?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
A little Willy Baumeister.
I think so.
How's it? T65.
Yeah.
You sure he's dead?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had a car accident.
Does it give a date next to his name?
Well, here's 65.
No. Next to this discussion on him. Do you see his name in italics? And then there's usually dates.
Well, see, in our document, our secession, there's a lot about him.
Yeah.
Don't you have those catalogs?
Mm-hmm. I just want to know when he died. So you think you got that from him in the 60s?
Sure.
1960?
He came to the house many times. What's this? Whose work is this?
Bernd Brunner. Store. Bookstore.
Okay, Vaclav Sivko purchased